Well, hello, everybody. This is Michelle Casto, Bright Michelle, your chief inspiration diva and hostess for the Abundant Change Agent Academy. I do hope you have enjoyed this journey as much as I have and have taken away a lot of ahas and insights that will transform your destiny, your financial destiny, and has helped you to really align with abundance because you really deserve it. So today I just am going to be your main attraction, if you will, and so I'll just take a moment to introduce myself officially. I am on a mission to really help you discover the truth of who you are so that you can freely shine your bright light. And so whether you are changing careers, making a major life transition, or seeking more meaning from life, I can help you by helping you navigate the tougher spots along your path and make some changes that you know that you need to make so that you can really step into your destiny and be who you were born to be. What I do is I walk people through my destiny success process, which is a 4-stage process from awakening, shifting your beliefs, to shining and succeeding. And this will empower you to grow beyond your victim mentality or even your victor mentality and step into becoming a vessel of higher consciousness. I'm also a prolific writer and have written numerous books. Some of the titles are Career Ecstasy, Do What You Love and Get Paid What You're Worth, Breakthrough Your Greatness, Destined for Love, A Step-by-Step Guide to Attracting Your Soulmate, and my most recent book is The Destiny Discovery, Find Your Soul's Path to Success. So I'm always writing whenever I can find a spare moment and always bringing through higher information that's really practical to living a more happy and successful life. So that's really who I am and what I do. And it's just really interesting that I stepped into leading this event. I really never thought I'd be leading an academy of higher learning about abundance of all things. Because I have to be really honest with you, I've had sort of a love-hate relationship with money. You know, I love having it and spending it, and I've also hated, you know, what I saw, I thought I had to do, like be manipulative in my marketing in order to make it and things like that, and that just never felt aligned to me, even though that's what a lot of people were teaching. I couldn't get on board with it. So here I am. I'm going to be bearing my soul with you guys today. I'm really going to be telling you some very private history and some of my personal story and challenges of how I've overcome some limitations and programs. But I've really never done this in a public way before, so this is new for me, and I feel it'll be great transformation for me to share it. And I think it'll be just as great for you to hear it because I know that in this story that I'm going to share with you, there are some elements that you can relate with. And if I can shortcut your way to prosperity, then I will have done my job. So what we're going to do today is I'm going to share with you my story, and then I'm going to talk to you about some of the ways to be aligned, and I'm going to take you through a healing meditation process that I know is going to absolutely change your life. So please stay on the line until the end because that is going to be something you're going to want to be present for. So before we dive into that, I just want to remind you that there have been some questions about whether you can still upgrade. Yes, you can. That is at Abundant Change Agent Academy or abundantchangeagent.com/upgrade. And you'll find two options, the Believe and the Breakthrough Program, and that way you'll be able to receive all of the recordings, plus all of the handouts, worksheets, meditations, and experiential activities that you'll need to kind of stay in the energy of alignment. Also, I am going to be leading a live event at the end of July in San Antonio. It's a one-day business blueprint process that I'm going to be walking people through. And so that is at the website /live. So lots of opportunities to go deeper with this material, which is really the way to have the breakthrough. So let me just kind of settle in and let's start by just taking a couple deep breaths and just calling all of us together in the sacred circle. getting present, pulling all of ourselves into this moment as we share and as we join hearts and join in the group intention of aligning with abundance and being the change that we came to be in the world. So let me tell you just a little bit about my story. I was a pretty spiritually attuned child. I was very tapped into nature and always felt like I was born for something great. However, those inner traits were not really cultivated in me, and I was taught to just get by, accept what came my way, and probably you have heard this too, don't expect too much so you won't get disappointed or let down. So I grew up in the 1980s, and I really learned firsthand the Me Too philosophy. If other people were getting Nikes or Jordache jeans, then I felt like I needed to have them too. And my mom, she had a different set of beliefs. She just said that it didn't matter what you wore, and it was what was on the inside that mattered, which was a good thought, except when you're 14. So what happened in my world is I would eventually get what I wanted, but usually it came too late when it was already out of style. So it was like a year or two later when everybody was on to something else. So it was very funny how that worked out. I also learned another few things about money and just having what I wanted from my parents, and we all learn from our family of origin how the world works, and we inherit their beliefs and their ways of thinking and even their ways of living. So my parents were very frugal. I learned to watch pennies, use coupons, you know, wait till things were on sale, you know, really just pay attention to money, like overly pay attention to it. And so as soon as I was able, I was a very industrious, independent young woman. You know, as soon as I could, I was babysitting and working. So from around 15, 16, I really started associating working hard with making money. Also, I was a first-generation college student, and so I paid my way through college by working on campus and waitressing when at home. In my perception, and it may just be my point of view, but I didn't really feel a lot of financial or emotional support from my parents. They didn't really encourage me to go to college. They didn't really see the need for it. But I knew that I needed to do it. And so from an early age, thank goodness, I really trusted my instincts, my intuition. And despite what they said, I found a way to go to college and paid my way through pretty much. So when I graduated in 1992 with a bachelor's, it happened to be a sort of a tough time for college graduates. And I just took a job that I really didn't want because it seemed like that there was not many options at that time. And as I looked around the world, I really saw other people sell their soul for a paycheck. And it really seemed the American way to do these things, you know, to do things that you didn't really like in order to make money. It seemed like that was just the way the world worked. But that really just didn't work for me. And soon I went back to get a master's degree in adult education. You know, I was very comfortable in learning in the higher education environment. But I went back for a master's, and I really wanted to figure out what I wanted to be when I grew up because I still didn't really know. I had a very general communications degree. So I knew that I wanted to help others in some ways, but I really didn't know how. So one of the things that I did when I was getting my master's was I took an internship in the College Career Center, and that set me on my path to coaching and really eventually helping people discover and live their purpose, because once I knew that there was a way to help access this information about what possible careers you could choose, that really opened up a whole new world for me. So pretty much all along the way, throughout college, undergrad, grad school, I was supporting myself. I was paying my own expenses and pretty much struggling along, although doing okay. But I was doing okay because I had access to credit cards, and so I was racking up some debt along the way. I was able to pay my minimums and actually had really great credit for many years and did really well for myself, despite the fact that I wasn't making a lot of money and I didn't have any other means of support. I was able to provide for myself. So in 2002, I moved from the big city of Atlanta, Georgia, to an island in Texas called Padre Island. And this was the first time where I could really put my lifestyle first and then my career. We got married on the beach, and I had for a short time, for me, what was my dream life. We lived in a beautiful coastal home. It was right on the canal. We had access to the ocean every single day. We could fish off our dock. And really, we were pretty house poor, but we managed to make it for a while. We were getting by. And we probably could have done that for longer of a time. However, my marriage was really not the happy and fulfilling one that I had hoped for. In fact, it turned out to be just the opposite. And I felt pretty miserable and very alone in that relationship. And one day I realized that I was trying to get my needs met from a person who simply could not or would not be able to do so. So when I had that realization, I knew I had to make a choice. And so I chose for myself, and I chose to get a divorce. And along with that, my dream lifestyle went by the wayside. We sold our home. I wanted to keep it really badly, but there was just no way that I could do it on my own. Because at the time, part of the reason we had gone to the island was to kind of research real estate investing. And I knew it was a great investment to have a house that nice that would just keep increasing. But there was just no way I could do that. And so we sold the house, and then there was a lot of other things that went with that process. So this was really, you know, a turning point for me. And from a couple of years from there, I really still was limping by with the credit card lifestyle. But I was managing to make the bills. But it was really tough. I mean, it was stressful. I could never really find a way to make real money for my purpose. Even though I had already written and self-published several books, I did have a coaching practice. I did have some clients. And I was doing speaking here and there, but it wasn't really enough to sustain a lifestyle. And many coaches and healers struggle with this. I think I heard a statistic that many, you know, make less than $30,000 a year, which is just amazing to me, because we should be making 10 zillion times that much for the work that we do. So really, this was really frustrating. This was stressful. You know, I felt like a failure, not only at my marriage, but also I couldn't make my life or my business really work the way that I knew I was supposed to. And I really felt the weight of the world on my shoulders. So during this time, I kept a part-time job as a substitute teacher to make ends meet and was able to do my business and my job at the same time. And I really just longed to break out of the cycle of just making ends meet and really have my business take off. And I knew who I was and why I was here, or at least I thought I did. But I couldn't figure out why was life so hard. I was like, why is this happening? I know that I'm here to help people, and I know I have a purpose, but I'm not making enough money to live. So I'm sure some of you can relate with that. You know, the other thing about me and my story is that I just really never wanted to focus on the money. That wasn't my driving force. I just wanted to help people. I just wanted to be of service and to help them find out who they were. You know, and the other thing is that I did seem to be taken care of. You know, money and things came through for me when I needed it, but really this happened at the last minute. And it wasn't in a way that was really flowing, free, and consistent. It was always sort of like nail-biting, you know. And so I found out that I was being taken care of, but it wasn't as abundantly or as consistent as one would like. So finally, there was a day in September of 2006 where I was doing errands like I always did, and interestingly enough, I was turning out of my bank, and I wrecked my Saab convertible, and the car ran into me, I ran into them, something happened, and I actually went unconscious at this time. And I remember I woke up in the ambulance and I asked the paramedic, is this a bad dream? He said, no, ma'am, this is not a bad dream. And, you know, even though I was pretty spiritually attuned and on the path prior to that, that was definitely a spiritual wake-up call. And that was when my spiritual awakening really accelerated and the unraveling of my old life. You know, it's kind of like losing it all to gain everything, to gain who I really was. And I was really being called forth to play a bigger game and to really step into my purpose and my destiny. So what's interesting, you know, and I won't go into all the silly details about this stuff. You can read about it actually in my book, The Destiny Discovery, about how all this went down. But I got a second vehicle to replace the first vehicle, and that one ended up in the ocean not even a year later. And both of these accidents, thank goodness, I was okay. I was fine. No one else was hurt. It was just the vehicle that didn't make it out. They were both totaled. And, boy, was this like a wake-up call again, because, you know, I obviously had thought I had gotten the lesson the first time. But the second time, I really got that I was still trying to drive the vehicle to where I wanted to go. And there was something more, something higher, something from the divine that wanted to guide me. And so I was being asked to give up the controls of my life. And that was the second lesson for me, which was huge. And that surrender, I think, for most of us is one of the most powerful spiritual lessons that we get. And I think there's layers. There's layers to it. So I know I was being called to let go of the comfortable path I've been leading and really step into my greater purpose. So during the time after the divorce also, I invested quite a bit of money on learning internet marketing and business skills. And, you know, it's really ironic. Most of what the gurus who were teaching this stuff never really worked for me, and I ended up feeling very defeated and disappointed, which was the exact experience I didn't want to have. I was trying to avoid by investing. And, you know, what I learned from that is that I was not trusting my own instincts. I wasn't trusting my knowing. I was listening to other people who were just maybe not coming from the most inspired place. And just because someone said it worked didn't mean it was going to work for me or my business, especially being a spiritual entrepreneur, a heart-centered person. Those tactics and strategies just never really landed for me. So in 2008 now, everything came crashing down even more, if you can believe it, as if it hadn't crashed enough, literally already, lost my home, lost my car, crashed, all of it. Well, that's when the real estate and the mini recession hit. And I really had to throw in the towel at that time and file for Chapter 7 bankruptcy. I was living in my transition house, so I was able to stay there. But even with that, eventually that became too much to comfortably afford, and I decided to rent that property out and move in with my significant other at the time. And, you know, this was difficult for me because I really wanted to stand on my own two feet. I wanted to be able to make it on my own. And so I made that choice. And, of course, there was some resistance to having someone pay my bills, even though I was very grateful. I mean, I was very grateful that that was happening and grateful for the relationship. I still was beating myself up for not knowing how to get paid well to do what I loved to do, which was coaching, writing, and teaching. I felt like I had a calling, and I felt like I wasn't being supported in that calling by the universe or by myself or whatever limitations I couldn't overcome kept getting in the way. So, this is emotional, so it seems so unfair, and I would really rally against the universe sometimes. Maybe you've done this yourself. You know, for a couple of years, all was fine with life. You know, I was actually living two streets away from where I'd lived before in my first marriage on the island. But this time I actually had a boat and a hot tub, and it was just really luxurious, you know, but none of it was really mine. It was always his. And so that was good and bad at the same time. I wasn't married to him, so it wasn't ours. It was his, and I always felt, you know, like, hey, where's my stuff? So during this time, I had rented out my house, and I was living on the island, back on the island. I was focused on this money and this abundance mindset, so I was getting coaching and healing around whatever my prosperity blocks were. And I'd make a little bit of progress, but nothing really sustainable. So then on Christmas of 2009, I had another realization that I had recreated the same pattern that I had in my first marriage, and really the same pattern that originated with my own parents, which was that I was in a relationship with someone that was not really truly able to be there for me in the way that I wanted and deserved. And so I made the decision to move from my comfortable island home to Austin, Texas. And at first, when I first knew I had to do it, I was not super excited. I mean, I was living my ideal lifestyle. That was it for me. I didn't have a job to go to. I didn't have friends or family up there. I knew a couple people sort of through social media, but I didn't have anyone that I was going there for or even a job opportunity. I just knew that I had to make a change. And I had to let go of this dream lifestyle that I had that basically got crashed and burned a couple times. And I remember I was riding my bike in the neighborhood, and it struck me. And I'll have these moments of, like, inspiration and downloads, like, for my soul when I'm learning things like this. And I was like, this is just like it was when I was 15 years old and my parents were getting a divorce, and I had to move from my wonderful neighborhood that I grew up in Kentucky, which was just amazing. All my best friends were there. You know, I felt really connected. I felt like I belonged. And then the divorce happened, and I was forced to leave my home. Well, this was the same thing that was happening to me. Again, it was like the third time. First with my father, then with my marriage, and now with the significant other that I was living with. And so I'm thankful looking back at what happened when I was a teenager, because really that was what put me on my spiritual journey. I just thought it was very ironic that I had the same lesson to learn. And so that was just an awakening. It was just riding a bicycle and just seeing that I had had a pattern running in my life. So the only way we can break our patterns is to do something different, to make new choices. So I did, and I left my comfort zone. And I always say that change propels purpose and destiny. It's in the process of change that we discover who we are. And if we were already having our destiny, we would need to change. So this big change of me leaving and moving was huge. And so 2010 was a very big and transformational year for me. It's also the idea when the initial idea of my book, The Destiny Discovery, was born. And actually, the book itself had been in a workbook form since 2000 because it was something I had used with my clients to help them discover their purpose. But it really started to take shape then, once I had made that change, let go of my default living lifestyle and step into the courage zone, unknown. I didn't know much about Austin at all. I also met my now husband during that time and really broke the pattern of just scraping by. So it was huge. I needed to do that for myself for all those different reasons. So a crucial choice point was really to make the move and strike out on my own, to really stand on my own 2 feet until I really felt secure in being in that space. It was also essential for me to invest in myself in a much bigger way than I had in the past and really put myself out there. I mean, I had sort of dabbled, but I was playing it safe. I mean, even when I look at some of my pictures that were on the internet at the time, I had one picture where I was staring out at the ocean. I wasn't even looking directly at the camera. And, you know, just looking at it now, I was hiding out. I was playing it safe. I was afraid to be seen. I was afraid to be hurt. I didn't know that there was all these unconscious things in my past that were in the way of me really putting myself out there. I thought I would put myself out there, but really I was playing it safe. So moving to a bigger city really forced me to step it up. Yeah, and so that's also when I invested in the first $10,000 program for coaching. Previously to that, I had tried to, you know, not pay as much money as I could with mentoring. I did believe in mentoring and paid for it when I could, but I never paid $10,000. And that leap of faith was huge because that was really starting to play a bigger game. And I know lots of coaches who spend six figures, you know, with coaches and programs, and I just had never personally done it. And that was a breakthrough moment for me. Another key thing that I want to share with you that was a learning for me from all of this, and I hope that you're really starting to see some of yourself in what I'm sharing and see the transformation that I walked through to be where I am today, to be able to host this kind of event. I learned the power of asking for support and allowing others to be a contribution to my mission. You know, really, success is a team sport, and it takes being vulnerable to ask for and get what you need. And it's in the asking that people can show up for you. And even when I pulled together the faculty for this event, it was really being in relationship with them and seeing that each of us has a contribution to make, and together we can make more of a difference. So now I stand before you, a happily married woman. I live in a beautiful home. I am a change agent committed to my mission. I'm a friend and I'm a mentor, and I'm sure we have many things in common. I'm also charging what I'm worth. I'm getting my work out there in a much bigger way. I still have some milestones that I want to hit, but I am well on my way, and I'm standing true to myself, believing that I'm worthy and deserving of living my destiny. And that's what I want for all of you who are listening. I want you to feel worthy and deserving of living your destiny and being true to yourself. Absolutely. So what I'd like to do now is I'd like to share with you four shifts that I made to put me back in the seat of power in my business and my finances. And my intention is that this is going to give you some insight in which to open the door to your own bright new future that is waiting for you. So hopefully in what I'm going to share, I can shorten your learning curve and you can learn from me versus taking the long road, which is what I did. So the first shift that I believe will help align you with your greater destiny is to shift from the who am I to do this thought pattern and, you know, to think, well, shouldn't I just try to fit in like everyone else? To really step into, you know what, I was born for this. And I wasn't born to fit in. I was born to stand out. That is such a key shift. You know, there were so many times I tried to put a square peg in a round hole and try to get a job in a regular place or whatever, and it never worked out. And I always felt like I didn't belong. And it's because I was trying to put my big soul in a small position that was way too small for me. I was meant to be a change agent. I was born to do this work, and I was born to lead and help people choose their higher path. And that's the same for each of you. You were born for what it is that you're called to do. And the sooner that you step into it, the better. Another key shift that I made that put me into the alignment zone, we'll call it, was shifting from I am not supported to I am a person who creates myself as being taken care of. And it may look a lot of different ways. So it could be that sometimes I was being taken care of when I had a significant other. You know, instead of making that wrong, I could just go, oh, this is how the divine is taking care of me right now. And I accept. I'm grateful. You know, support comes in many different ways, friendships and mentors. And I look back at the people along my path, and I had so many divine appointments. And I was completely supported. You know, even though my family and I were never very close, they never really understood me, I have to say that I met so many amazing people and continue to meet so many amazing people. And they get me and they support me. And, yeah, and so really owning that that's my reality has been very transformational. So I invite you to do that as well. A third shift was wanting to stay in my comfort zone and still, you know, be successful. I mean, I was like, well, with an internet business, I can live on the island and just do my business from there. And that was very true. And it is very true on some level. But not if you're secretly hiding out and don't even know it, which is what I was doing. I thought it was, you know, the perfect setup, and it was. But I needed that time, and I was where I was supposed to be then. But if I had not made the choice to leave that comfort zone and that boat and that water and that, you know, somebody basically taking care of me financially but not emotionally, then I never would have moved to Austin. I never would have had the expansion that I experienced and the transformation that I experienced. And I never would have met my significant other or my husband that I was meant to meet, because I would have been living in my comfort zone. So that big shift from moving to from the island to the big city was key. And I really believe that you can still have both. You know, I still believe you can have the lifestyle and be wherever you are and create from that place. It's just the willingness to go where you're called, if that makes sense, right? We have to be willing to go where we're called. And that's what happened, is I was being called to go to Austin. And I answered that call. And that has made all the difference. Okay. And then the last alignment piece, the shift that I made within my own consciousness, that is that I used to believe that money really doesn't matter to me. It's just some human-made idea. You know, let other people worry about the money. I'm worried about helping people. And now I'm in the consciousness of I value myself and my life enough to develop a great relationship with money. Money matters because it gets things done in the world, and it's actually a vehicle of the light. It builds schools. It helps people. You know, it gives us fun and excitement. It gives us education, entertainment. It builds buildings. There's so much good that money can do. And ultimately, money is just a form of currency and an energy exchange. And now I realize that when I'm giving my services, that I deserve an equal exchange of energy for that, because that's the custom of our reality. So that was a big one. And hopefully some of you are nodding your heads right now. I'm going to give you one more bonus, too, just because I'm feeling like I want to do that. Let's just talk about the I must work hard to earn a good living thing, because I learned that early on as a teenager. You know, you got to take care of yourself. You got to go do a job you really don't like just to make money. So what we know to be true, and I'm sure that you believe this, too, or you wouldn't be on this call, is that when you're doing your purpose, your true purpose, it's a joy. And you deserve to receive payment for doing sacred work. You know, a lot of us have got unconscious vows and oaths that we've taken in past lives or other times, and even maybe in this time, where we've made being spiritual and making money not compatible. But I really have come to the awareness and understanding that they're absolutely compatible, because money is of the light. Everything is of the light, and I'm working for the light, so that means money is good for me, and when I align with abundance, I can do greater work in the world because I can help more people. So I'm going to ask you right now to think about which of these is speaking to you today, and I'll run through them real quickly. The first one was realizing that you're born to stand out, choosing to create yourself as someone who takes care of themselves and is taken care of and supported, choosing to put yourself out there and move into your courage zone when you need to. And seeing that money matters because it gets things done in the world. And then finally, realizing that you deserve to be paid for your sacred work. Which of these shifts of consciousness is speaking to you? Write it down and get used to thinking in this new, more abundant-based way in regards to that. Because you really deserve to be abundant, abundantly praised, abundantly paid to live the abundant life that you were born to live. So, if I could, I would love to hear from you guys right now or to answer any questions, but what you can do is you can go over to the Facebook page, and if any, you've had some ahas or insights, go to facebook.com/abundantchangeagent and leave a comment, ask a question. I'd love to hear from you. So let's all take a nice deep breath, because that, right now we're going to go into this intuitive healing experience. This is the experiential part of this call. I've shared a lot with you, and I just want you to digest all that. You may want to listen to this again, because repetition is how we learn. And all of the calls, they're all very content-rich, and each of them have these experiential pieces that you can listen to again and work through any things that may come up in the future. Okay, so now we are going to do a healing your money block intuitive healing experience. So let's begin by taking a nice deep breath, breathing in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth to the count of two. Take another nice deep breath and release. And just release anything that you need to do later, anything on your to-do list. Just be in this present moment right here, right now. And call all of yourself back into this present moment with that last nice deep breath. Getting more and more centered in your body, more and more present. Now bring to mind a recent frustrating event around money. Set the intention that you will heal the block that is ready to be healed around this, that you will uncover the originating source where this pattern developed. When thinking of that scenario, what feeling arises within you? What do you see? What do you notice? What do you hear or experience? And ask to be shown, where did this come from? What is the originating source of the block? It could be from an earlier event in this life or even something from a past life. Allow information to come in whatever way that it does. Perhaps you see images, hear sounds, feel emotions, or just know certain things. What was happening? How were you treated? How did you feel? How did you react to what was happening? Just remember that you can write these answers down afterwards, or if you're replaying this, you can stop the recording at any time. How were you the cause of what was happening? And what choice did you make at this time? What beliefs were created because of the situation? How are these beliefs playing out in your life today? See the connection between what you are attracting as a result of having this block. What might life be like if you were free of this block? Imagine for a moment what that would be like. What new possibilities exist here? How might you show up differently if you no longer attracted what matched it? Now see if you can notice where the block resides in your body. Could be in your throat, heart, or sacral chakra, or somewhere else. What color is it? How big is it? Notice the size. Now see the form. If you could imagine it having a form, what would that form be? Is it a hardened form, or is it more like clouds or smoke or something else? Ask yourself, am I ready to release this old energy? If yes, then allow the healing to occur. See a golden light from heaven coming down through your head and going straight to the center of the block. Allow this golden light to disconnect the block from you, to penetrate it at its core, dissolve it. Allow the light to do its work until it no longer feels connected to you. I'll wait a moment. And when you feel free from the block, imagine lifting the block away from you and giving it to your guardian angel, who will take it away to be transmuted into something useful. Very good. Now let's just check back in to make sure that we've gotten rid of every part of that block. Check back in and scan your body and see if there's anywhere else that you feel blocked around this. And if there is, go in, invite in the golden light, that place in your body, have it do its work until you feel released and the block is released from you. Once it's released, you can hand it over to your guardian angel and have them take it away to be transmuted. So know that you have done some very deep work and that this is going to work its way through your system for a week or so, allowing you to realign and recalibrate. We're also going to fill in the space where those blocks were with golden light of wisdom, peace, and joy to fill up that space that was there when the block was there. Is now filled with divine golden light. So you have access to divine wisdom and insight anytime that you need it. And you can do this kind of exercise. You can take yourself through this a couple different times because you may have some other blocks that are there. And you have the ability to intuitively find them and release them. So just now thank yourself for doing this work. thank your angels, thank the God of your understanding for this healing. You may want to write down an affirmation or a mantra in regards to the new belief that you want to have around whatever it is that you cleared. Write it down so that it becomes very real. So I don't know about you, but I've done this work myself, and this is very powerful stuff. And we can do this ourselves. I mean, it's easier if we have someone facilitating us or walking us through it. And working with a coach, mentor, or healer is definitely the way to accelerate your alignment process and to really stay in alignment. So I want to encourage you all to, whoever resonates with you through this academy, to connect with them. And if you resonate with me, what I'm here to do is really help people release their resistance to shining their light. That's really what I do, bottom line. And that I'm also really good at helping people build a platform and really put their work out there, feeling safe and secure to really shine their bright light and step into a greater influence in the world. So I invite you to connect with me. I'm Bright Michelle on social media, and my blog is liveyourdivinedestiny.com as well, if I haven't mentioned that. So, you guys, we've done a lot of work today. A lot has happened over the course of our time together. The Academy has been amazing. I hope you have enjoyed it, and I hope you will continue to invest in yourself and keep going to the next level, because there is a next level for you, and you're going to like the view and the experience from that place. Until next time, everybody, take care of yourself, and please remember to shine your light, because the world really does need your light. I'll see you guys soon.